The HaTorah nikneis be'arba'im u'shmona dvarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sippy Staum from Teaneck, New Jersey, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through loving criticism. Ohev es hatochachos. Loving criticism? This seems quite awkward, as who loves to be criticized? Most will run away from criticism, and the first response will be defensive. The Gemara in Erchin 16b comments on how we do not know nowadays how to give proper hochacha, proper criticism, because once an even minute comment is made, the recipient will hurl back an even larger insult. However, this is listed as one of the 48 ways to acquire Torah, and we must evaluate that. So how does one view criticism? Criticism is not an attack on our worth or our abilities. Rather, it should be viewed as a valuable tool for growth and self-improvement. In Rav Noach Weinberg's book, The 48 Ways to Wisdom, he explains that criticism does not mean you are no good. Rather, you are good, and here is how you can improve. A great example given is of someone who left their wallet at the checkout counter and is approached by someone who returns the wallet and says something like, "You moron! You left your wallet. Pay closer attention next time." The person who left their wallet may feel quite foolish and would even dismiss the rude name calling because they're so grateful that the wallet was returned. He probably would take to heart that he should be more careful next time. This may happen because it will save him from future loss. One who wants to grow in Torah will recognize criticism as capital gain, as valuable feedback to refine their midos and their skills, to enhance their knowledge, and ultimately, to use it to become a better version of themselves and better able to serve Hashem. In Mishle, Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 8, it says, "Al tochach leitz pen yisna'eka, hochach lechacham v'ye'ehaveka." Do not rebuke or criticize a mocker, or they will hate you. Rebuke or criticize the wise, and they will love you. The Ibn Ezra explains that one who is cynical will not be open to criticism or improvement, as they feel that they are already wise or even the wisest. They will quickly come on the defensive and they will hate you. However, the wise man, or one who is looking to grow in chachma, in wisdom, wants to improve his midos, and he loves you for pointing it out, and he does not even consider himself a wise man. If we thought that we knew it all the halachos, all the Torah, what would be left to acquire? Embracing criticism demonstrates humility and a willingness to learn. It shows that we're not afraid to acknowledge any shortcomings, and we will work towards overcoming them. And as the Metzudas David explains, this chacham, this wise man, who inherently desires to improve his qualities and characteristics, also embraces the opportunity to be lomed mikol adam, learning from others, which is the underlying theme of accepting and loving criticism, being open and embracing others' views so we can improve and look towards continued personal growth and growth in Torah. Thank you for learning together.